Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. It's Friday. Praise the Lord. Thank God for his grace and mercy. And that's exactly what we want God to do. Just fill us up. Fill us till we have everything that we need, equipped, that we might do the things he has called us to do. Amen. Good morning. This is Pastor Stevenson, and I want to thank you so very much for joining us this morning on this Friday, Hope City Radio. Amen. Grateful to God for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. God has something for you today. This might be the very day that God turns it around for you. This might be the very day that that prayer is answered. This might be the very day that God opens the door. This might be the very day that you recognize God's purpose for your life and in your life. This might be the day that God speaks to you and gives you your direction that you've been asking for. So whatever happens, just know that God has the ability and power to use today to change everything, to turn everything around. This is the day that he's made, because he made it. Just rejoice. You've woken up. Your eyes are open. Your heart is pumping. And so, amen. So this is an opportunity for God to do something brand new. Amen. Thank the Lord. Well, you know, we are now in our hope. We are now in our 15th year. Amen. Yesterday, Thursday, February 1st, was the official start of our church. And that was the installation service. First Baptist Church of Glen Arden, my home church, came from Maryland and just blessed us that day. Pastor Jenkins preached the message. We're actually going to start looking and pulling some of that stuff together, just because some of you have were not part of that very beginning. I'm just seeing the hand of God and what God did in that time. And so we are excited. And we are thanking God for his blessings and the doors that he has opened. And so much has happened in these 15 years. I tell you, so much has happened in these 15 years. And I'm grateful to God. Whatever the situations have been, I say, like the songwriter said, I've had some good days and we've had some bad days. We've had some hills to climb. Many times I ask the question, Lord, why? Why so much pain? But I come 15 years now, looking back over 15 years, and I can truly say he knows what's best for us, though we couldn't see it. And I'll just say, thank you, Lord. That's what I say. I look back now, and I say, thank you, Lord. I will not, under no circumstances, I will not complain. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm praying that whatever is going on in your life, that that becomes the song of your heart, that I won't complain. God has been good. God has been good. Everything is not going to be the way we wanted or planned it, and that's just part of life. But God really has been good. And I know that you can say the same thing. Yeah, everything has not been what you've wanted it to be in your life. Everything has not turned out the way you expected it, even planned it. But can you truly say, still in the midst of that, God has been good? May I know what the doctor said, but can you find the strength to say, God is still good? I know what your job is saying, but can you find the strength to say, God is still good? And God is not good because of these arbitrary individual situations. God is good because he's God. God is good because God knows what God is doing. And ain't nobody God but God. Amen. So I'm grateful, thankful to God. So, you know, this Sunday is our joint communion service at Spring Creek, 1065 Elton Street, inside of the school auditorium. And so I want you to come and join us. We're going to have a breakfast, a light breakfast. You know, we can't give you no grits and eggs and key and salt fish. Now, this can't give you all of that. You wouldn't be able to go in church. You'd be asleep. But we're going to have some stuff. I'd just like you to join us, First Lady and I, and just for some light breakfast at the beginning of the service in the lobby right there. I just believe that you'll be blessed. So come early. So from 10 to about 10:45, we are going to enjoy each other and just get some pictures and just start enjoying as we kick off the 15th year of hope. And that's really what we have done. We have been able, God has used us to bring hope to our community. And I'm grateful. I'm so, so grateful to God. So don't miss it. Be there at 10 a.m. We'll 10 a.m. to 10:45. We will just spend some time there in the lobby and enjoy each other. Amen. I'm looking forward to seeing you. And then we will bless the Lord in our worship service, So thank God for his mercy. What is it that you want to see from the Lord? What are you believing God for? What are you trusting him to do? Whatever that is, we're going to put it on the altar. We're going to pray. We are going to trust the name of the Lord. We are going to together join our faith together and believe God to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or even think. Because God is already making a way where there seems to have been no way. So we thank God as we move from here to there, Hope, as we begin to make the steps that we need to make, as we begin to grow and to develop into the people that God has called us to be. I'm praying for you, and I'm praying for your vision for your life. I'm praying for what God would have for you. So let's pray together. Let's join our faith right now. Father, thank you. We are so, so grateful to you. We recognize that this is the day that you've made, and we love you. We glorify you. We praise your name. We honor your presence. We kiss your presence in this place. We thank you for your grace and mercy, for your wisdom and for your kindness, for every mountain that you brought us over, for every valley that you've seen us through. We thank you, God, because you've kept us. We thank you that you've never left us. We thank you that in the midst of all of our storms, in the midst of all of our problems, you have been there. You have blessed us. You have kept us. And we want to say thank you. Thank you, God, because without you, we can do nothing. We know that we would fail without you. We know that we'd be like a ship on the sea without a sail, without you. And so, God, we thank you that we've not had to spend a day without your presence, and we've not had to spend any time in our life without your hand being on us. And we may not have felt it all the time. And we may not even have believed that you were with us all the time. But God, when we came out of the storm, when we came out of the trial, when we came out of what we were going through, we looked back and recognized that you had never left us. Thank you, God, because we have the testimony that my soul looks back in wonder how I made it over. My soul looks back and remembers the challenges and the issues of the days and the years that we experience, and we wonder how did we come out of that. We wonder how did we make it out and through those situations. And God, I know that the people on this call also look back and wonder how they made it out of some places, how they came out of some situations. But God, we know now that we're out, we know that we got out because you brought us out. We got out because you guided us. We got out because your hand led us. We got out because you warred for us. We got out, God, because you spoke the word for us. And we want to say thank you. Thank you, God, for not leaving us when you found us. Thank you for not leaving us where even sometimes we wanted to stay. There were times in our life that we were just tired and we wanted to stay right where we were. But, Lord, we thank you that you've never left us. And so, Lord, we pray that you be glorified, that you be magnified, that you be honored in this day. We step into this weekend knowing that you are on our side. We step into this weekend knowing that you are by us and you will not leave us nor forsake us. And so, God, we thank you. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for hope. Thank you, God, for what you have done. Thank you for giving us the power to bring hope to this city. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. And I pray that you have a great day and you step into a wonderful weekend. And I will see you, I'll see our leaders on tomorrow as we go through our leadership advance, getting ready for 2018, stepping into it with the plan. And then on Sunday, 11 a.m., I'll see you at 1065 Elton Street on the corner of Flatlands, right inside the school auditorium. And we're going to worship the Lord together. So I'll see you that day at 10, and we're going to have some breakfast together just as we kick off celebrating 15 years of hope. God bless you. Talk with you. Bye.